I can't be the only one that knows that's halfway.
You're not seriously going to visit each other.
And why wouldn't we?
Oh, please, you're just saying this to antagonize me.
Not at all. Mary happens to be a wonderful woman. And if it antagonizes you, that's just a bonus.
Mary, I'm sorry you're in the middle of this.
No, no, nothing to be sorry about. I genuinely like your father.
What? Oh, but he's a mediocre academic. And according to Beverly, his sexual prowess is subpar. He's basically Leonard with a bigger prostate.
Are you saying that my dad's not good enough for your mom?
Yes, while also getting in a solid dig at you. Pretty efficient, huh?
This is ridiculous. I'm going across the hall.
Well, why should you get to go and leave me here with your bickering parents?
Fine, then you go.
Well, I don't want to stay here with her. I'll go.
I'll go with you.
That still leaves me here with him.
Hang on. We're smart. We can figure this out. Okay, so Mary and Beverly can't be together. Alfred and Beverly can't be together. Leonard and I can't be together. Now, I could be with Alfred, but I don't like his face. Oh, here, I've got it.
Who's ready for a wedding?
Great, now I have to start all over.
So how's the world of pharmaceuticals treating you?
Pretty good. Actually, just got assigned to much better territory.
See what happens when you work hard?
Hey, she just sells drugs. I had to make them.
Okay, that's enough. No more drug talk for the rest of this trip.
I'll drink to that.
Haven't you had enough?
Penny drinks more than I do.
Well, I learn from the best.
Aww.
Very nice, Wyatt. And you wonder why this one turned out the way he did.
You see what I've got to put up with.
What you've got to put up with? Why did you have to go to jail?
It's called getting caught, mother.
Hello?
Hey, there he is.
Oh, Leonard, it's so nice to see you again.
Oh, you too. Hey, everyone, this is my mother, Beverly.
Hello.
Hi.
We are not white trash.
Are you excited to see your son walk down the aisle?
Yes, I am. I'm just feeling a little guilty about all the trouble I've caused.
Oh, so am I.
You made God sad today, Mom.
Sheldon, they haven't done anything wrong. I think it's nice they're hitting it off.
Well, that's still no reason to rush into anything. I mean, look at us. We took things remarkably slow. You and I, we didn't even hold hands for 2 years.
It's a lot hotter than it sounds.
You're a patient young lady.
Hey, she's mine. Take a cold shower, Grandpa.
Why wouldn't that colonel say what the meeting's about? It has to be bad news.
Yeah, calm down, okay? Try not to think about it.
That's really stupid advice.
You know that hurts my feelings.
Calm down. Try not to think about it.
Okay.
Why do I bother talking to you?
Oh, come on. What's the worst that could come of this meeting?
I don't know. They take the invention away and I get nothing?
Okay, that's not so bad. You know what happened to the scientists that worked on the Manhattan Project? The government forced them to move to the desert. They had to live in secret. And when Oppenheimer objected to what they made him do, they destroyed his reputation.
What's the point of that story?
Just read a book about Oppenheimer, seemed like a chance to show off. There he is. There's my happy Hebraic homeboy. Yeah, that's the smile I'm going to remember when you're living in the desert and I'm living with your wife.
So what do you do for a living?
Mommy, you want to take this one?
Randall's in between jobs.
And court appearances.
It's nice to meet the woman who raised this fine young man. Oh. I'm looking forward to meeting his father.
Prepare to be disappointed.
And he can't wait to meet you, too. Can I get anyone a drink?
Well, I could use another beer.
You're done.
He's done.
Hi. Is everyone getting to know each other?
Not at all.
Nice to see you again, Dr. Hofstadter. I'm Leonard's friend, Stuart.
Nice to see you, too.
Hi, I'm Stuart.
Oh, I'm Alfred, Leonard's father.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry, did you two want to sit together?
No.
Wondering why the front row is available.
Hey, I think we're ready.
Why do people cry at weddings?
They're practicing for what's coming later.
Thank you for cleaning yourself up for your sister's wedding.
Thank you for my new teeth.
Welcome to the family, Leonard. Don't lend your new brother-in-law money.
We're here today to celebrate love.
Sigh louder, no one heard you.
Really, I can move.
Not just Leonard and Penny's love, but the love we have for them, as well as each other.
Speaking of love, STDs among the elderly are skyrocketing.
Love is patient, but it's not gonna put up with all the side chatter, so let's knock it off.
At least she's yelling at someone else for a change.
Howard!
Okay, I understand everyone's a little tense today, so I'm just gonna get to the important stuff. Leonard, standing here with you in front of our family and friends is bringing up a lot of feelings. Like what a good idea it was to elope the first time. But also how incredibly happy you make me. Thank you for marrying me. Hopefully for the last time.
Penny, as a scientist, my job is to figure out why things happen, but I don't think I'll ever understand how someone like me could get to be with someone like you. You know, maybe I don't need to understand it. I just need to be grateful. I love you, Penny.
Anybody have anything snarky to say about that? Didn't think so.
I'd like to say something. Beverly, I know that we don't bring out the best in each other, but something wonderful did come from our relationship. That young man right there.
I couldn't agree more.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. All right, let's continue.
Yeah, excuse me, I need to say something to someone pretty special, and I just can't wait any longer.
What is happening?
Leonard. You and I have our ups and downs, but I have always considered you my family. Even before the recent threat of our parents fornicating like wrinkly old rabbits. I don't always show it, but you are of great importance to me. Both of you.
Thank you.
Okay. I now pronounce you husband and wife. And weird other husband who came with the apartment.
Thank you for taking us to the airport.
Hey, I'm just thrilled we're all getting along for a minute.
Yeah, me too. Beverly, I'm sorry if I upset you.
Water under the bridge, Alfred. Leonard, why don't you get into the carpool lane?
Well, that's a solid line. He can't cross it.
It's okay. I can make it over.
No, let's plod along. It'll make your father feel more comfortable.
What makes me comfortable is knowing I don't have to wake up tomorrow morning and see your sour face.
Do the world a favor and don't wake up tomorrow morning.
It was almost a minute.
There's a lot of traffic. Are we going to be okay?
You'll be at the airport an hour before your flight.
Good. Thank you.
Plenty of time for you to meet another geriatric boy toy.